not what I meant.
Make it stop, please.
You don't hear enough Boys to Men these days.
Yeah, but I mean,
should be all Who today.
I don't know. Maybe you do. It's possible that you actually do hear enough Boys to Men these days. All right, listen. There's so much to get to here today. I don't even know where to begin. But let's just let's start with this. Women's, it turns out, are attracted, according to Tinder, they are attracted to a very specific thing. Now, you know how Tinder works. We all know how Tinder works, don't we? What you do is you post your picture up on the Tinder, and then I guess, like, geographically, right? You could say, okay, here I am. I'm at this bar.
I'm available. I'm ready.
I'm DTF, as the kids like to say.
Mm-hmm.
And they get the picture up, and then you see other available people, and you swipe either to the right or the left if you like them or you don't like them.
And it's very immediate. Correct. Because supposedly, according to the geolocating, you're right there.
You're
two bars over.
Hey, let's hook up. Hey, what's going on? Now, the idea, of course, is that Tinder is supposed to be like for social contacts. But I think some people have been using it.
Some.
Yeah. As just, you know, like for the pure hookup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
I've heard that happens.
Yeah. All right.
But 50 million people are using it.
50? What? Really?
50 million active.
Tinder?
Active. Users on Tinder.
Isn't this one of those things like you find out that there's the same 10 women on it?
Nope. This is not one of those types of services.
Oh,
this is
God.
The real deal.
Well, they found out on Tinder that they looked at a specific group. They looked at 18 to 35-year-old men in Florida. I figured this is a good test group for this.
Okay.
And they found that men who posed with a fish...
A fish?
A fish.
Like their pet goldfish? Or...
Nope. Like a fish on a hook, on a string, on a, what do you call that thing? A line.
Uh-huh.
On a line.
Is
it,
you do a lot
right.
of fishing.
So a guy who poses holding on to a fish, and apparently the bigger the fish, the better, was exponentially more likely, at least 25% more likely to get a positive hit from a woman than a guy who didn't have a fish.
That is so bizarre. So bizarre.
Most attractive fish, by the way, the sailfish. Which I think, by the way, is like, I don't know, I haven't seen that Blackfish movie, but isn't the sailfish like one of those endangered species types that you don't want to, that's one of the most...
Sailfish.
Not nice things
well, Blackfish
to catch?
Well, Blackfish was about a whale.
I know, but what, you know what I mean.
It's like about... Sailfish is, it looks like a swordfish, kind of. It's got the big spiky or back.
Sail. It's got
yeah,
the big thing, dorsal deal.
Dorsal.
Can I give you guys my opinion?
Yes, well, is it stoppable? I don't know.
Well, maybe the girls like the guys with the fish because it means they have a boat.
Not necessarily.
Right, I was going to ask, are they standing on a yacht with
yeah,
the
because
fish?
Yeah, because
that would be
help.
Really appealing.
Most of the time it's like on a...
With a glass of champagne and a scarf on?
Yeah, because that always happens. Because the fisher guy in Florida is always
hat.
Right. Is always the guy that's got the ascot and the champagne.
She saw that Trump rally
and the gold Rolex. Mm-hmm.
Right.
There
yeah.
Is.
Exactly.
Welcome. Look what I found.
And if his shirt's off, he better be really buff.
I'll
take just the two first buttons undone.
I caught a crappie.
But is there something to do with the adventurous spirit, maybe? Like, you know, if a guy is mountain climbing or if he's doing something.
Fishermen are cool. I get that. I totally get that.
Yeah, but holding the fish, does he have to hold the fish to make him sexy? I mean, that's what
no,
this
he
is
has to
proving.
Catch it. He's got to catch it and be like, look what I caught.
Now, women said that the great northern tilefish is particularly sexy.
I don't even know these fish. Great.
The great northern tilefish. I think that's a long, lean fish, I think, isn't it?
You're right. It is.
And then, see how I know these things? And then the sailfish.
And then the sailfish. Which...
Yeah. That's a pair. That's the second sexiest thing.
I'm thinking about going to my local grocery store and standing in front of the seafood aisle there, taking a couple of pictures and putting them up.
Can I borrow that
salmon?
Oh, Andy,
do, because that will
see
really
what that
work.
Works, you know?
The researchers believe that men standing next to the great northern tilefish or the sailfish indicate to the women that these men are lean, powerful, and independent. interpreting the sailfish specifically in the dating profile as hints at athleticism, finesse, and free-spiritedness.
Yeah, okay. I think the ruggedness, the adventurous thing, is you would read that into it.
Turns out the women are not into pictures with juvenile carp. That's they don't like the little tiny carp.
Guppies.
You know, yeah, things like
that's
that.
All you
like
caught? That's what we're eating for dinner?
Apparently lake fishing is not quite as freshwater fishing.
No.
Doesn't quite have the same allure as the ocean fishing has.
Wait, is this based on the women who are at the bars
swiping?
This is
based on swiping, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, they're drunk. You can't trust anything that they do.
Tinder's used 24 hours a day. I don't know that it's necessarily just an evening.
Oh, I thought it was a hookup thing.
I mean, you call
I don't know. Anna seems to believe that you can use it to find someone to go to church with.
No. I don't believe
or
that.
Nice Greek
I don't believe
boy.
That. Nice Greek boy. Probably there are a few Greek boys on it, I'm sure. But I don't, you know, I think it is geolocated, so you want to meet up with that person. They just changed Tinder, though, to introduce your profile. Before that, it wasn't even available, so you could actually see if there are things you have in common, that like things you like or shared backgrounds. So they have
maybe
that,
only fishermen like, use it.
Maybe in Florida, it's a little bit of a skewed group, don't you think?
Yeah,
I mean, it depends.
Well, that's one of the things that they're looking at here. They think that in New York, it probably wouldn't have the same, or Chicago would have the same effect because, you know, fishing is much more ocean fishing, right? Is much more of a cultural thing in Florida. Than it is here.
Sure.
Right? I mean, I'm going to...
Everyone
what you,
fishes there.
Right, if you get, like here in Chicago, you're going to stand next to an alewife, right? In a, or worse yet, because we're heading right into this right now, into that... and what is that thing where all the people stand on the lakefront here with the...
The polar plunge?
No, you know, it's for the those couple of nights where they got the nets in the water and the lights and they're all, you know, they're trying to get the tiny little fish.
The smelt fishing?
Smelt fishing,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
See, if I'm standing there with one smelt... On a hook and a little string. I don't think
wouldn't do it.
You're going to have to be in the playpen with the boat.
Yeah. Oh, you see, now that's right. I'm going to be right.
Violetta, you're the millennial. Is Tinder only for hookups? Yes, true or false?
I don't know what Tinder is. Nope, I don't know. I think, though, if I had to guess, it'd probably be for the hookup.
It has that reputation. Let's put it that way.
Yes, that's true. I would agree with that.
Do you go on the, do you ever go on the playpen on the boat with the guys?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Yeah, why not?
All right, okay.
But I do prefer, I would like a, I don't know, yeah, I'll go.
Yeah, all right.
That's all about the boat.
Right,
it's
the guys
about
the
having
boat.
A boat, yeah.
And it's always, but you know.
That's really, really sexy.
Because let me ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
When a guy says to you, and you know, you twos are single right up there. What if a guy says to you, you want to go on my boat this weekend? Is that a yes?
Absolutely.
Well, and then you have to bring 10 of your friends because they're expecting you to bring girls.
But then don't you feel like you're captive if you don't like him? Like you're out there? I mean, it's a couple hours of like dealing with it.
Yeah, because you're
I
out
there. I don't
think
so. It's a beautiful day.
You can't necessarily.
You can't beat the
skyline. It's a beautiful day. You're in
the
sun.
Skyline. I like that.
Although I will say the last time I was in that playpen, our anchor got sliced twice because people are so dumb. Like there are so many
Aren't
people.
Aren't you our anchor?
But
is that a reference to yourself?
A good one. Yeah.
Hey,
there's a lot of amateurs out there.
Yeah, I know.
They're the ones asking the girls to go on their boats.
Right. Now, let me ask you this. What if a guy says to you, hey, you want to go on my friend's boat? Is that a yes or a no?
No.
That's
it's
a
too
no?
Too far removed. You don't know what the friend's like.
Violetta's a lot younger than me. That's a yes for
She's
me.
Still a yes. How about this guy I met once is going to take us out on a boat?
Sure. What kind of boat? And then yes.
Wow.
Wow. First you ask how many feet? What kind of boat?
Right.
Size
matters.
It always goes back to the size.
Yeah, size matters.
The bigger the better.
Well, it turns out
just like the fish on Tinder.
Exactly. You get a small little one, no.
Yeah, okay.
No. Yeah,
right.
You know your size and
I have
stick
just
with it.
Learned something very important about the people
Texter.
That I'm working with. Yes,
Texter telling us that, yes, Tinder is for hookup straight from her 20-something's mouth. And
okay,
that's
well,
all right. The kids use it for, she says.
Okay, fine.
So
fine. See that? Well, the interesting part is the kids, because so you're indicating it's younger people, and fishing, younger people, it doesn't make sense to
I know.
Me.
Oh, yeah, should they do?
Yeah, but
yeah, sport fishing. I mean, that's what this is about. This whole thing is about taking a picture with a sport fish, not with a...
But isn't that usually people who are retired who do all that fishing?
No, there's... Oh, God, no. Young guys.
Really, when you go off to Florida, is it the first thing you do, Ro? Hey, I want to go sport fishing. No.
It's the last thing I'll ever do, ever. Because if I'm going out on a fishing boat...
Didn't you catch fish when you were outward bound there?
No.
How did you eat?
No.
What did you learn?
No, they gave us food. They gave us food for our backpacks, and that's how we did it.
You stopped in a restaurant on the way, didn't you?
Right, I had a chef and a Diners Club card. That's how we did it.
Just go up to any bonfire; it'll be accepted there.
I swear to God. Okay, so I was mentioning this earlier. I did an outward. I know this is always shocking to people.
It
I did an outward bound when I was in high school, 10th grade, and so I was 15, whatever you are in 10th grade.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm out there, and it's like there's like a group of seven of us with one guide, and they broke us all up into groups of seven. And there were, I don't know, there were seven or eight groups of seven.
Okay.
And then we had to find our way from, you know, they dropped us in a place. They told us what our coordinates were. And this was before GPS.
Mm-hmm.
They told us where we were on the map. And they said, all right, you got to get from here to there. You'll get to one place where there's a river. You'll get into you get into canoes there. There's an island you're going to spend a night on. Tell us where we had to be at a certain time every day.
And you had to find your way
and
there.
And we had to find our way there.
Using compasses.
Using
the map. The moss on the rocks.
Right, the moss on the rocks, the sun in the sky.
Oh, my gosh.
And,
that's great training. I like that.
Yeah,
I'm getting anxiety just listening to this.
I know. I wouldn't be good at this. But.
So I arrived in my polo shirt and Jordache jeans. And
I could totally picture you in the Jordache jeans.
I'm basically dressed as I am at this very day. And
did you bring hair gel?
I did. Well, I didn't, and I thought, where am I going to go to the bathroom? That was the one, you know, it's the first thing you think about. It's like, what? Oh, my God, what do I do? I mean, you know, number one, I can figure that part out. But oh, what am I going to do? For uh-huh. number two? I mean, and it was boys and girls together in this group. It wasn't just like all guys. It was like three guys and four girls are opposite.
Right.
You know, whatever
so
it was.
So some... was it like Tinder hookup?
Not in my group, but yes. Yeah.
Well, no, because we're wearing Jordache jeans.
My girlfriend at the time was in another group and did end up hooking up with another guy, and that ended that. Yeah.
Horrifying.
Yeah, that was horrifying.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
How did you even find out about it if Facebook wasn't around?
No. That's before Facebook, they had that was what the bathroom wall was for.
Oh.
Anyway, the point is that we got through all of this, and we get to the final night. Of the and I was and by you know but this is like it started on a Monday. By Thursday night I was pretty much ready to hang myself if I could find a tree. I hadn't showered.
Yeah.
I shower like four times a day. I mean my jeans were we had to go through a cave where there was like caked mud all over us. I mean it looked like now kids pay like $500 a ticket to go to this at Burning Man. Oh. And I'm like And I thought, oh God, I just want to die. I can't handle this anymore. There were snakes. We ran into cottonmouths. We ran into, I mean, we had all kinds of things happen. A wild turkey ran past me.
Oh, big deal.
Anyway, so we get to the final night.
Uh-huh.
And we had to all, then they split us all up. We had to sleep by ourselves. They would, at sunset, the guide put us all in different places out in this forest on the side of a hill. And it was in the Merrimack Valley near St. Louis. And I'm thinking, oh God, and I couldn't sleep. And there were like these ants that got into the sleeping bag and it was just the worst thing. But then every few minutes I would hear this scream. And it would like come and it would go. It was
no way.
Honest to God.
It had to be friends freaking you guys out.
Well, that's what I thought. So we all started calling out to each other, like, hey, you know, are you there? Are you there? And you would hear these people like in the distance, yeah, I'm here. Do you hear that? Yeah, I hear that. And they would, and then all of a sudden the scream would happen again. I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
All I can think of is maybe it was your old girlfriend.
No.
Oh, that's mean.
She wasn't a screamer. Oh. So the maybe it was
You were in 10th grade. Oh, my God.
None of your business. Anyway, the point is.
What is the point?
Wake up. The sun comes up. I wake up. I notice we're on the side of this hill. I knew it was the side of a hill, but I didn't realize that, you know, the top of the hill was right, you know, walking distance. Walk up to the top of the hill, and I look over the other side. On the other side of the hill is the parking lot for Six Flags over St. Louis.
You were that close.
I was listening to people scream.
That is so great.
On a roller coaster is what I was listening to.
You were really out in the wilderness.
Yeah.
Right.
Really rural.
I thought the whole time I was out in the wilderness.
Oh, my God.
With the snakes and the things running past me and all of that. And I'm right next to a theme park.
That is great.
It's fake real wilderness. Yeah, Judy's right. That's not wilderness. Come on.
Yeah, but I
could probably have found some good food out there.
I probably could.
Funnel cake.
All I wanted
to do was get that.
Funnel cake.
I found it in the woods.
Went fishing for it.
But yeah. You wouldn't have enough powdered sugar, and then it just wouldn't even be worth it.
Yeah.